Pentucket girls basketball coach John McNamara is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And John, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Always great talking with you. 18th year at Pentucket, and right now 6-1, so a nice winning record. But John, I want you to start with discussing some of your games at the Commonwealth Motors Classic, the Christmas Classic there up at Merrimack. And I know you had some big games and some important games and some real tests. So give our listeners an update on what all that meant and how you what you take away from that tournament.
Sure. It's really maybe the best high school tournament in the state. Eight girls teams, eight boys teams. We play at Merrimack College. They have two courts, so games are going on staggered. You can watch half a boys game, run in and watch a girls game. We get good crowds. The Charlie DeHare from Commonwealth gives out a $1,000 scholarship to each team to select a player. So there's $16,000 of scholarships. They have a brunch. I mean, this they make the kids feel like it's a big-time tournament, and we love playing in it. We're the smallest school in it, so we always know it's going to be a three tough games. This year we opened with North Andover and beat them by four, and then we faced Andover, who went on last year and won the state title. They don't have that same crew, but they're a very good team, and we lost a tough one in overtime after having the lead for most of the game. Kind of a disappointing loss, and then we went on and beat a really good Methuen team for the third place finish. So, but really a great tournament, three games in 4 days, so it's very stressful and tough on the players, especially once you when you're playing some of these tough, bigger schools, you get banged up a little bit. But a great week of basketball for us and really helped get us going against some really good competition.
And absolutely some great program traditions there, traditional great programs, if you will, North Andover, Andover, as you pointed out. And I'll throw Pentucket in there as well, but as you mentioned, a smaller school. John, so now, after that, tell us, about some of your players and some of the key players on your team this year.
Sure. We have three senior captains, Allie Cacciaputi, Gabby Balacqua, and Ava DeBarro. And they're the the leaders of the group. They've done a great job as captains. Gabby and Ava are two leading scorers, both averaging around 12 points a game. We have a sophomore. We have a big sophomore class. We have six sophomores on the team, and right now Amelia Crow is in double digits, averaging about 11 points a game. She's coming on, and we have some other sophomores that are stepping up, getting big minutes. A couple juniors. Kate Conover and Maisie King that have stepped into roles because we lost four important seniors from last year's group. So we have a lot of young kids stepping in and playing big minutes in these big games. So it's been a bit of a process, but they're gaining tons of experience, and hopefully we just keep building off of that.
Yeah, I want to follow up on this year's team, but you did kind of steal a question from me. I did want to have you mention the players that you lost off of last year's team. So who were those four?
Abby Doobie, Bethany Cloutier, Alyssa Thompson, and Audrey Conover, Kate Conover's older sister. And they played varsity for 4 years. They were a big part of the program. So we had some minutes to fill, and kids are stepping up into that role, and we've seen some pretty good production from some of the younger kids.
What would you say you've seen as the largest, biggest area of growth on your team so far this season? Whether it be player development or just team play, or what defense, offense, what would it be?
We have a really close-knit group of girls, and I think that's starting to carry over to the court. They trust each other and pick each other up when they're down, because when you have young kids out there, they make mistakes, and the last thing you want is them to get afraid to make mistakes, as long as they're being aggressive. And I think our captains have done a really good job of bringing them along and keeping their confidence. So I think the fact that we're a close group off the court is helping us on the court as well.
Let me just follow up, give you a couple of things where you can react to. So if I were to ask you a couple of your top defenders, who might you call out?
We have, as far as a ball defender, Sophia Balacqua, Gabby's younger sister, is a tough, hard-nosed defender. Her sister Gabby's a very good defender. Kate Conover has stepped up and covered some of the tougher matchups for us. You know, we kind of pride ourselves more on team defense and making sure everybody's in the right position and you trust your teammates and know that, you know, they're going to be there to, you know, support you if somebody breaks you down with a bit with a dribble. And so, you know, that's the focus. What we're really working on is trying to get all five kids to be on the court. You know, some are going to be better individual defenders than others, but anybody can be a good team defender.
I know you guys have always been great shooters, too, from the outside and inside as needed. But what about outside shooting for this year's Pentucket team? Who do you call on?
We have a few kids. We've been a little erratic early, and I don't think that's because we can't shoot the ball. I think it's, again, young kids and nerves. Amelia Crow can hit. You know, she has long-range potential, and she's been starting to step up. Gabby Balakwa, Ava DeBurro, they can knock down threes. A couple other kids, Sophie Balakwa, Allie Gagnon. So we have kids that can definitely make them. I think just being young and early in the season, we just have to settle down and shoot with a little more confidence.
All right, so you got a big week coming up here this week at Pentucket, both home games, Tuesday night, Hamilton-Wenham, 6:30, and then Friday, North Reading, also at 6:30. What can you share with me about those teams and maybe a comment on the Cape Ann League itself?
Sure. Hamilton-Wenham's 5-2, I believe. And, you know, they're a well-coached team. They gave us, a fit for like three-quarters of the game last year at Hamilton. So they're coming in. That's going to be a challenge for us. They execute their offense pretty well, so we have to – that team defense better be ready. And then on Friday, we have North Reading, who's always plays hard, and they're coming off a big upset win over Newburyport on Friday night. So that one will be a challenge as well. So the Cape Ann League overall is, I don't think it's top heavy. I think it's more balanced this year, where if you look at some of the scores, you know, a team will go out and beat a team, and then the team that they beat will beat a team that the other team lost. So it's just kind of crazy this year so far. So there's pretty good balance in the league, I think.
So among the top teams in the conference, what would you, I mean, and again, I don't want to, I kind of think this is an unfair question. I get it. But clearly you have Hamilton-Wenham, North Reading, yourselves, and Newburyport. Are those the teams to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, Newburyport's always good. They're a big team. They got, you know, a couple six-footers. They have guard play there. They're a very talented team. North Reading, Triton is... you know, they didn't have a great season last year, but they have a lot of talent, so they're going to be tough. They're going to win their share of games. Manchester Essex seems like they're, you know, always in the mix. So, and Georgetown has come on, and I think they beat Manchester Essex the other night. So there is some balance. I think you're going to see a lot of teams knocking each other off.
No, that sounds about right. Coach, anything else you'd like to share with us about Pentucket basketball here in this 23-24 season?
No, we just, I mean, we hope to continue to improve so that we can make a deep playoff run and maybe have another conversation with you regarding the state tournament. That'll be our goal.
Yeah, well, I would like to have a conversation before that. Let's not hinge it on that, but okay. but let's we'll make it at least a third or fourth conversation then. We'll definitely check in then. But John, I actually who is coaching with you this season?
I have a few assistants. Bob Beaton has been with me probably about 15, 16 years. His daughter Amy had been my JV coach for 9 years, and when she started having kids and moved on, he stuck with the program. We have Matt Willis, who has been a varsity coach at Amesbury, brought them to the Garden. He's a great person to have on the bench. One of my former players from my first team, Stephanie Murray, has been with us for, boy, I think 10 years maybe longer. So we have a good core of people that help out. You know, we have some good youth coaches that try to stay involved with what we do, and kind of makes it fun when there's a lot of people involved like that.
No, absolutely. Well, John, thank you for your time. Congrats. Sounds like that the Commonwealth Classic was a great experience for the team, and here you are ready for 2024. And again, thanks for all your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. We appreciate your support. It's always nice to talk to you, Bill.
All right. John McNamara with us here, Pentucket girls basketball coach here on MSONewsSports.com.